Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh my gosh! This is what hurts me so much, Ed.
Mm-hmm. Tell him, Huey.
I loved this guy, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Now I just want him to go away.
Me too.
Aaron, just go away, dude. Not because I don't like you anymore, but I just want you to go away. You know what I mean? It's like LeBron and Steph Curry and all these guys. I love Steph Curry, but it's time for somebody else to take over now. And I feel like with Aaron Rodgers. He's not that good anymore. Just go away, dude.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I was excited he went to the Jets. I was like, wow, this is going to be so good. They finally got a quarterback. You saw what happened there. And I think I always admired him. He's obviously
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. 4-time MVP. The guy's incredible. I don't remember him being this, I hate to say weird or odd, but he is. He just, it's not just the ayahuasca and all the, you know, it's the cabin with the darkness and all.
He pontificates and talks down
too much. Yes.
He's really gotten weird and just like crappy and just like.
Hey, I wanted to put a piece, like some piece at the end of my, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he just, you know.
Then shut up, you know.
He's just not a real person. It just really bothers me now.
And what gets me, when he talks on the Pat McAfee show, when he does his interviews, mm-hmm. He never looks at the camera. He's always looking left and right and up in the air like he's in such deep thought. Dude, you're a football player.
Yeah.
You ain't a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
You play football. And that to me, that sport makes it seem like things is, oh my gosh, it's like it's the hardest thing to do in the world is to form plays. And no, it's not. Stop. Stop it. And Aaron Rodgers is to me the poster child of that. Like everything is so, you know, thought-provoking, riveting. No, man, you ain't talking about anything. Are you going to play after this year or not? If not, no, you're not. Go away, man.
He loves the attention.
Oh, it's disgusting. And it's too much with him.
I'd be interested to find out what a psychiatrist says about him. What is his issue? You know, is it a borderline personality disorder? There's something going on there where he's almost like disassociated from real life.
Well, he's disassociated from family.
Yeah.
did that early in his career.
Did he do that or did they do that?
He said he did it, didn't he?
He did it.
He said he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because his brother Jordan also went to the NFL, never amounted to nothing, and what, showed up on The Bachelor or one of those shows? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he said he disassociated himself with him. For what reason? I don't know. Rocky in Baltimore. What's up, Rocky?
Hey, man, I agree with you. I don't care if he goes. I really don't care. I feel like that's the most narcissistic guy in the NFL right now. You know, it's all about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's not about the team. It's all about him. He could have waited and talked about this is it for him. I mean, talk about what he's going to do this season. He has a lot of making up to do with that Jets debacle he had, man. Mm-hmm. He needs to go. He just needs to go. And he's a great player. He was a great player.
Yep.
He's not anymore. Let's just look at his highlights and say what a great player he was. Because right now he's tarnishing his legacy right now by what he's doing. It's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, look.
And on your way out, play for the Steelers for us and continue the debacle.
But if you're the Steelers and you start to hear some of his comments, and I'm thinking, okay, was this our best option at quarterback? Okay, talent-wise, maybe. But he seems so self-serving that I don't know if his goal to win the Super Bowl or is his goal just to have a fun year for his last year? Yeah, you in the front.
Did he change? What he's doing now, did he do last year? Did he do the year before? Did he do the year before?
Well,
so he is who he is.
I don't know that he did it the year before.
Because they didn't have Pat McAfee show.
Yeah, but now he's doing it.
But this is not new. So if you're the Steelers and you're watching this and you feel any kind of way, but yeah, then that's your fault. We all know who Aaron Rodgers is. There's no more surprises with this guy.
Yeah.
You know what to expect from him.
That's exactly right.
So the Steelers can't crop great crowd right now.
Oh man, I'm just
that's what it's buyer beware.
When that was announced, I said I can't believe they did this of all the organizations in the NFL, because you know exactly what you're getting. I mean, because I always think of them as, you know, no, we hate them. It's an arch rival, but they're a really respected organization. And that to me was the dumbest move ever. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
Well, the other thing I'd sit here and say is, like, I can't wait for him to light that match and to watch this thing burn. I can't wait for that. Like, go ahead, buddy. Woo! You ever have, like...
I said we all get hot dogs and marshmallows and roast them over the Steelers organization for a year.
I hope so.
That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you, man. And one guy said we were talking like fans the other day. Okay. Green Bay rather have Jordan Love than Aaron Rodgers. That's how this started.
Mm-hmm.
Then he does nothing in New York. And now the only team that wants him are the Steelers, who are desperate for a one-year fix.
Because they don't want to watch Mason Rudolph again.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, just talking about that and watching. When I was a kid, we lived in, I guess you could call it a project. It was like tall trees over in Essex, and somebody's apartment caught on fire. Well, it's no longer that. They knocked a lot of that down. But like
every other project.
What was it? Riverdale, whatever it was called. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Somebody's apartment caught on fire. They left beans on the oven, and then the whole. So everybody in the neighborhood got together and watched that thing burn. So. Not to say that we were happy that something happened. I would like to get everyone here together to watch this burn.
Watch that thing burn. So you think it's going to burn in Pittsburgh too?
Oh, man. There's no doubt in my mind he's not catching lightning in a bottle unless he takes what Charlie Morton's been taking.
Let me ask you. Jeremy and I are of the opinion.
Hey, he found something.
Hey, man. Don't check his glove too much. But this is – Pittsburgh's been wanting a top pick to get a quarterback. You think they know this thing is going to burn?
Well, maybe. If they knew, I would have went with Mason Rudolph if that was the case.
But Mason Rudolph may play his ass off and go 500.
Because who knows?
Or game under or game over.
If this guy comes in and pisses off the guys you have on the team already.
He may win five games, and you get that quarterback.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Good, thank you. So the graveyard of coaches has followed Aaron Rodgers. So if he goes to Pittsburgh and turns this into a complete beep show, what kind of pressure, what will that hurt Tomlin? And could he be so bad that he could get Tomlin fired after just 1 year?
I mean, look, if I don't know that he would be the one that gets Tomlin fired for a bad year. I mean, there's been talk about this for a while.
First of all,
I don't know.
The graveyard does not follow him because Matt LaFleur got him the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur said, no, I'm not going down with you. If I'm going down with anybody, it's going to be my quarterback that I drafted, and that's Jordan Love.
That's a bold-ass statement that worked out, man. Because, like, when we watched, you remember Jordan Love's first game against the Chiefs where you're going, oh, you guys made a bad move. And then now watching them, you're like, if he can stay healthy,
yeah,
they're a team that could make a run to the Super Bowl.
Matt LaFleur said, I don't like you. I don't want you here. I want you gone. And for some reason, he won with the front office. Maybe because Aaron Rodgers is tough to live with. And the front office said, you know what? We're tired of him too. He gets MVPs, but he doesn't get Super Bowl MVPs. See ya.
Yeah.
I mean, just not showing up for practice, not showing up for this. I got a wedding. I'm not going to be here. I got to get high.
Well, I think he purposely didn't sign that contract until he wanted to, so he could do all those things and miss all the – even the stuff that wasn't mandatory, you know, like.
So it'll look bad for missing him.
Yeah. I mean, he signed late, and I think from all consideration, we all knew he was going there.
Yeah, he's going. He ain't no other choice. Come on, Aaron. It's not back like you got choices.
Yeah, Aaron was like the college kids that are picking what school they're going to, but the only hat sitting in front of him was the Steelers. And he's like, man, which one am I going to go to? You guys, thanks for showing up for this. He'll put the Steeler hat on, take it off. All right, I'll put it back on, man. Where I'm going.
We're giving out shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, Mike Florio and Pablo Torres dive deep into a possible collusion case for the NFL. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning.
Yeah!
Fumble! Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn at 7:16 in the a.m. Lamar Jackson cited a broken mic on his phone during contract negotiations with the Baltimore Ravens, according to an article put out for Pro Football Talk. Mike Florio, are you getting the impression, Ed, it was a 61-page ruling finding the NFL encouraged teams to collude. Are you getting the impression that this thing is going to come back up and we're going to have some issues?
What thing? The mic thing with Lamar was talking about?
Yeah, colluding.
Oh, yeah.
You think it's going to think it's going to be some issues, or they're going to sweep under the carpet?
Oh, that's a different question. I think it still goes on. Whether or not it gets, you know, really scrutinized is another story, but I think it's because this will be discussed, and if enough pressure is put on, they'll have to do something. You know, at least give it a fake look.
Specifically, the 61-page ruling, the documents included details regarding the negotiations that finally culminated in quarterback Lamar Jackson signing a 5-year contract with the Ravens in 2023. Jeremy Kahn, is this going to be swept under the carpet, or is this going to be an issue moving forward?
Well, if there's honest belief of collusion, then I don't think you sweep it under the carpet, because the Players Association is going to have something to say about this, right? Like,
ooh, the Players Association.
I mean, when you come to a collective bargaining agreement and this stuff goes on, then yeah, you're going to end up fighting.
They got no teeth.
We're the ones that are going to end up hurting over it.
This isn't MLB's Players Association.
No, and it's so weird, like how different it is.
The NFLPA has got nothing.
Yeah,
they're completely powerless.
And
you know why, don't you? Well, I guess that's the chicken or the egg. Yeah. Obviously, their players need the money more than any other league. It's not guaranteed, but that's the
NFLPA.
That's NFLPA's problem. Yeah, you're right. So the chicken or the egg.
Yeah, but the other part of this, too, is like if that's going on, it makes you so frustrated because there's so many people that believe that there's collusion or some sort of conspiracy going on with something. And once something gets legs like this, it's kind of hard to put it to bed. We've all said it, whether it's true or not. Like, the Mavs get a phone call from the commissioner saying, if you move Luka to L.A. and help us out, we'll make sure you get the number one pick and you get another superstar back. You know what I mean? Like, we all said we thought that happened or there had to be something to it, whether you believe that or not. But with collusion, yeah. I mean, everybody was kind of shocked that nobody was in on Lamar. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we heard rumors about Atlanta.
That was like, yeah, there were the crickets. Because when we said he wanted, you know.
Whatever. Guaranteed money.
Yeah, the guaranteed money and, you know, or trade him or whatever. Nothing. Nobody. Not a person.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the things found out of that, though. Wasn't there rumored that Lamar had a list of teams that he wanted to be traded to?
Because
this
know.
Says that he didn't do it.
I don't know.
I thought,
don't remember
Joe,
that.
Wasn't it a rumor at one point?
Yeah, there was a rumor that Eric DaCosta went to him and said, okay, you want to be traded. Give me a list of teams that you want to get traded to. This court document, which is under oath, like you can't, I mean, I guess you can lie, but you could be perjured. You like perjure yourself. He never gave them anything.
He never gave them a list of teams. Well, he didn't go to passive aggressive Russell Wilson
route. I was just to say, you remember when there was a quarterback that didn't want to be traded, but said, hey, these five teams I'd like to go to.
But you know what this article confirms to me? And I think I said it to you before, Ed. It seems like his relationship is special with DaCosta.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. I don't think his relationship with Harbaugh is bad, but I think it's coach to quarterback. I think it's a different type of relationship with DaCosta. And one of the examples I had is they were blowing somebody out one day, and I can't remember what a fan gave Lamar. And Lamar went over and hugged DaCosta and put the item on him, and they sat there laughing and talked. Their relationship seems different from a GM quarterback. Well, and this article to me kind of confirms
that. Listen to what he said when they were looking at Jair Alexander last week. Come on, Eric, get it done. Like, yeah.
And I think that was BS. Mm-hmm. I think he said it because he knew Eric already got it done. Yeah. I mean,
just the way he said
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think they got it. They have a different relationship. And when you look at the back and forth, the give and take, some of the quotes in this article, Jeremy, it just only confirms that to me.
Yeah. And again, like we go back to this and talk about it all the time. That year was kind of strange. We didn't know what was going to go on. We had, talking heads across the country saying, oh, well, let him walk. You've got a great system in place. Just bring in somebody else and you'll be fine.
And you said some talking heads?
There were a few of them. I know.
Really?
Bucky Brooks. Yeah,
that's the only one I know, Bucky Brooks.
No, there were guys saying, yeah, you could get so much if you traded him and rebuild this team and get... Because there were people that still didn't believe in Lamar at that point. Like, didn't think all the things he were doing. Oh, okay, yeah, he won the MVP, but all the other top quarterbacks got hurt, even though he led the league in touchdowns thrown from the pocket that year. And then all of a sudden he comes back and has one of the, you're going to get me started on this path again, aren't you? He has one of the most amazing years, wins the MVP, and then has the most amazing year in the history of the league and doesn't win. Stupid ass league.
Something has opened up to me, Joe, made me want to question. We haven't heard anything. It's towards the end of the article. We haven't heard anything about Lamar and redoing his contract, extension, whatever you want to call it. Do you think Lamar gonna let this contract expire so he can go for guaranteed money again?
This might help him because he said, "Well, look, the entire look at what you guys did now because it makes the league and the agents were involved with this also, which is even more crazy to think that the agents are saying, "Well, yeah, I represent the players, but at the same time, I know what's good for me. So if I'm in with the team and in with the league, they might get something back." I mean, the article says that the Ravens gave him two options of 3-year deals. That would have essentially been guaranteed
money, yeah.
And he said no to both of them. And then the Ravens were saying, oh, well, all right, I guess it's over then because I don't think he's coming back. Eric DaCosta sent a long shot text the day before the draft not thinking that Lamar would take the deal, and he did.
Yep.
So the Ravens were prepared to move on, which is crazy. That is wild.
And they were prepared to move
about.
On because they thought he was moving on.
Exactly.
Get that straight. For those of you that did not read the article, they were prepared to move on because they thought Lamar had moved on. They were ready. I guess the best way to do it, the Ravens were willing to turn the page, thinking Lamar was off to something else. Can you imagine that?
Maybe he heard that they actually were ready to move on. He went, oh, okay, I didn't mean that. I don't.
Well, the fact that he didn't give a list of teams he wanted to get traded to tells me he didn't want to go anywhere.
Well, the mic thing to me is so like, oh, sorry, can't talk. I was like,
something wrong with
the mic. You make enough money to get a new phone. What is that?
Sorry, new phone.
That's a solid negotiating tactic, I guess.
410-583-1057. I encourage you, it's on Pro Football Talk, to read it. It's an interesting read, a short read, not very long, but I encourage you to read it.
You think this blows up, though?
I think it does. I think it does. You know why? It's Mike Florio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's Mike Florio. Mike Florio doesn't do anything that he had not intended to blow up.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a troublemaker. I think he's a guy that
he's an intense guy.
Exactly.
He's intense guy.
He gets his hands on his claws dug in it.
Well, we've said this before. He's a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly.
He's an attorney for sure. He was a weekly guest on my show, and woof, he's an intense dude. Yeah. Seriously,
I talked about this when he first started.
No
his
nonsense.
Website.
No, I think he laughed once and hated it. He's that guy.
He's great.
Yeah.
I feel like he was fine on our show because we had him.
No, it was great.
I'm saying when I was on a morning show and we had him on every single week like you were talking
about. That's when I first got a hold of.
Because I remember being a producer and somebody's like, you got to book guests. And I'm like, what guests? Because I didn't have like the black book or all these. So I literally went on and looked up football, like football sites, basketball sites. And I found profootballtalk.com. This is before anything had happened. So even after he blew up, he still went on that show after I left the station because it was one of the
he
first
He stopped with
ones
us after a couple of years because it was I think he wanted to be
he
paid.
Got too big. He got too big. So,
but he was great. I think he's a really smart guy.
Bros Rangers, we'll talk about that at 7:45. But on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah. I love when people do this. They get, trapped in the moment here. I'm giving one to Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. Is that all you had?
That's it.
Give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057TheFan. Shovels up next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057TheFan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Oh, David Holt, the mayor of Oklahoma City. I don't know what he was doing, if he was taking shots at people or he just, you know, get captured in the moment.
Oh, he's talking about the parade. Yes. Okay, now I got it. All right.
Yeah, he goes, they had obviously had a victory parade, but I was very surprised how few people showed up for an NBA championship parade.
What percentage of
I'm just kidding, actually.
Oh, then they were arguing over who had a larger parade, yeah. Cleveland or Toronto. Well, I think Toronto technically, but when you looked at it, they were all fenced in at this OKC parade. Mm-hmm. All the fans were fenced in, mm-hmm. like... It looked like Shea was visiting a prison. He says, hey, here, touch my hand.
They said approximately 400,000 to 600,000 people.
Really?
That's I don't believe any of these estimates because the city has got a population of like 700,000. Mm-hmm. So every man, woman, and child in the city went to the parade? That aside, I just found that odd, and I didn't buy all that nonsense. But the mayor introduces SGA as the greatest player to ever put on the uniform. Now, I don't doubt SGA is an amazing player. They won the championship. He's the MVP, player of MVP. He's the MVP of MVPs this year. He had a fantastic season, 32 points a game, if I remember. But they've had some pretty freaking good players in Oklahoma City. Kevin Durant's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to walk in there. I mean, that he's got a tremendous body of work. I'm not a huge Durant fan, but I mean...
I'm not putting Shea over the big three that's been there yet.
Westbrook?
Yeah, I'm not putting him Harden. Over those guys yet. They've all won MVPs, right? Or are they
hyperbole?
Yeah,
it's just hyperbole.
I know
that's all it is because they won a title.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's the greatest thing I ever had until the next thing. Yeah,
I'm happy for the Super
Sonics. It sounds ridiculous. It did. Though, like,
you know, I knew I, first when you said May, I thought you were going political, but then when you started, I'm like, okay, you're talking about the
yeah. I just love when guys do this. It just he's great. However, look at your history. Look who's played in that in that city. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, go hang the banner in Seattle. The Seattle Supersonics.
We got Preston today?
He's in.
Who gets your shovel? Jeremy
now, I can't wait to tell you guys.
Go ahead.
I can't wait to tell you guys about this shovel because people talk about certain shows and movies and TV that you should be watching. Everybody's talked about The Pit, so I'm going to give the shovel to The Pit because it had the most unbelievable thing happen in a show that I'm saying, this has never happened in the history, so how can you tell me this show is real life, right? Mm-hmm. So a man is basically on his deathbed, or at least he's failing, and the last thing he wants to know is, what's the score of the Pirates game? Nobody's ever said that. Nobody even wants to know that when they're alive. I can't watch this show anymore because of that dumb nonsense.
If he said Steelers game, I'd believe it.
Yes. He said, what's the score of the Pirates game? And the guy's like, oh, we got to put this guy down. Something's wrong with his brain. I mean, nobody's ever said that, man. But it is a great show if you haven't watched it.
How is a deathbed different than a regular bed?
Because you're dying in it.
So the bed's not different.
No, it's the same kind. Like, it's the same size.
Not necessarily.
Yeah. What?
It's water.
I just love when people say that.
My shovel.
It's on his deathbed.
My shovel goes to the Braves fan at the Mets game last night. So I went up to Main Street Cigar, Ed, after I ate dinner, watched the rest of the Orioles game. Uh-huh. And I have three TVs there, and they always have a different baseball game on each TV. The Orioles game always in the middle. So I glanced over at the Mets Braves game. And this Braves fan was fanning himself. One of these manual fans, the ones like the old, what are those fans called? The ones you open
Japanese
up?
Japanese fans?
Yeah, Japanese fans. Yeah. So he was fanning himself with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was 94 degrees. You know what the problem was? He was fanning himself under his Braves starter jacket. Take the jacket off, idiot.
Really?
You're he kidding. Had a starter jacket with the lowercase a on it.
Yeah.
Dude, opening the jacket, fanning in. Take the jacket off, idiot. It's like the college kid who was fighting his son in a baseball game when his glasses were on top of his head. That's what that was. That was akin to that. He had on a legit winter starter jacket.
That's very funny, actually.
And fanning underneath of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and his girlfriend was like, rolling her eyes, like he was like, take the jacket off.
It's so funny you say that. I've noticed people, like, I don't see somebody doing that, but I went to buy, stopped to get sushi the other night for the cookout. I see a couple of people sitting at a table, and it was hot, like now, it was 2 days ago.
Right.
This girl's got on a sweatshirt, like a quarter zip, the collar up. Dude, I'm like, you walked around like that? It's 99 degrees outside. Like, why would you do that? Because it looks good?
No. This guy was the Braves fan in New York at a Mets game. I think he was wanting to be ultra. But you're fanning. Number one, that's a problem. But you're fanning yourself underneath your jacket. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, hello, Dad. I was about to forget my shovel real quick, but I know what my shovel was for. Hey, I got a shovel. My shovel was for Baltimore Raven fans.
Why?
Because I remember last year, you know what I mean? Remember Deontay Hart? Remember I was talking to you about Deontay Johnson and all these fans kept saying, oh, no, it's Harbaugh. It's Harbaugh. Harbaugh don't know how to play football. Get him out of here, this and that. Whole time. I ain't going to say what I wanted to say. Yeah. He didn't want to get in the field.
Yeah, he did.
Hello?
He said it was too cold. He was worried about pulling something.
I'm tired of y'all. It's like Raven fans, all they care about is MVPs and what jersey number they going to wear. Man, we trying to get a Super Bowl. Hello? I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, man.
Hello?
Hello?
What he said. Danny is Severn. What's up, Danny?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
I want to give my shovel to the Steelers.
Why is that?
I never wanted Aaron Rodgers. I don't want that washed up quarterback.
Are you a Steeler fan?
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm diehard. And I don't know what they're doing with Watt either. They need to sign him. So.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the heart and soul of that defense. Hey, right?
Danny, I would say good luck to you, but I wouldn't mean it.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Joaquin in Baltimore. What's up, Joaquin?
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
Doing well, man.
Show, man.
Hey, thank you.
I gotta give my shovel to the NFL. This is not facts here, but I'm just, when there's smoke, there's fire. It reminds me of what they did sort of with Lamar to Shador. You know, if you walk a certain way and you don't walk their way, then they talk. They talk about you. And I think some of the agents involved. And Lamar didn't have an agent, so he's breaking the rules, and that's my call. Thank y'all, man.
Thank you.
Now, can I ask something?
I'm going to ask you, who's breaking the rules? What's he saying?
I think he's saying the collusion. You're breaking the rules. That's,
we know that
you can't collude. I think that's what he's saying.
But what he's saying too is like the, and this is where I get into people.
What's up, Mike?
About Shador. When Shador is like, are we talking about the fact that how far he fell, or the fact that he fell? Because if you listen to the GMs talk about it, he was terrible in the interview process.
Yeah.
He was doing things that professionals shouldn't do, but everybody goes to bat for Shador saying, well, you know, it's just because you guys don't like him and because he acts differently. If you're on a FaceTime,
acting differently.
You're at a job interview and you start FaceTiming and talking to someone else while the guy's interviewing you, is that or is that not uncalled for?
What happens when you mess around?
You find out.
That's what happened to him.
Yeah,
messed around and found out. Yes. Mike, you hang with us the next segment?
Sure.
You hang with us?
What you got?
I don't know. We're just going to talk. We don't need to have anything. People are going to stick and stay because it's Mike Preston.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Preston joins us up next right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
7:47 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on
Flashlight.
The Fan.
Flashlight. Right?
That's a tough song, Jeremy.
Did you say Flashlight?
Yes.
Did he say Flashlight?
Yes. He did.
You know, you think you had it hard. Your dad made you hold the flashlight. My dad made me hold the Flashlight. It's a different, totally different childhood. Anyway, what were we talking about? Go ahead. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Hey, this whole collusion thing with Lamar Jackson, what do you make of it?
I thought it was par for the course. I mean, it's been going on forever. This isn't the first case. It won't be the last. The owners, it's an old buddies network. They just call the other guy up and say, hey, let's not do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Do you know what's going on around the league? And they do it all the time. So to actually get it on the record and actually prove it is one thing, but they're not going to do anything with this. Yeah. What do you do with it?
Yeah. I also find it kind of funny that people are actually surprised that this goes on. There's only 32 of these motor scooters out there. Like,
right.
You think they don't talk? I mean, they're all billionaires.
Right.
How big is you think that club is?
Yep.
I think, who are they going to talk to? Not us. So it's like, of course they're going to talk. And they, you know, I find it just so naive that people are, you know, clutching their pearls when they hear this. I can't believe they're colluding. Really? Come on, man.
Well, at least they got those trade rumors out that actually happened, because when you were reporting them, people kept saying, no, they would never do this. They would. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they was. It was out there. It was out there.
Is that a frustrating part of your job? Because, like, we were all talking about how doing this on a daily basis, people will misperceive what you're saying and then go. We had it this morning where somebody calls in and says, hey, Rob, you said this. And he's like, I never said that. Like, you report a story and you know you have good sources, and you probably don't give a rat's ass. What am I asking you? Like, if people don't.
I used to be the beat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is frustrating. And people will accuse you of making up stuff and so forth, but you know the truth and you know where it came from. And when you have a good source, I mean, when you have a really, really good source, it's over.
It's so funny as I'm looking at Mike's shirt. Did you guys look at that?
Yes.
As we're talking about it, his shirt says journalism matters. And it's true. I mean, it's depending on where you get your news today, it's
right.
Could be filtered for some reason.
Well, know? It has changed over the years, though. Before, you could pretty much depend on certain people and certain guys. No. Not anymore.
No.
Depends on which station you listen to, yeah, and so forth.
100%.
And it's all distorted. A lot of it's distorted.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike, your thoughts on the Baltimore Ravens and their offseason movement, including picking up Jair Alexander?
Well, as I wrote yesterday, this team's loaded. They are. And anything short of going to the Super Bowl, and I don't say they have to win the Super Bowl, but you got to get to the Super Bowl. It's a failure. It's disappointing. And they know that. And that's why they loaded up with certain guys. Hopkins, Alexander. You know, they made sure they improved their defense with Starks. And then they got Green. They went and got the guys they needed to get. And I know it's hard for rookies to step in right away, and you got to look down the road and wonder if these guys are going to make it through 16 games after preparing for the combine and then going to all these mini camps and so forth. Will they make it? I don't know, but at least they have the picks in place that down the road they're going to be pretty good players.
Well, it's kind of we've talked about it with all the players they've added, and then the other thing that I like about this team is you have some guys that are in some pretty decent contract years where players usually step up in those years and make some plays. And looking at if you want to look at Owe and the pass rush and how it could look, and you mentioned Green and what they're stealing, what happens if they're as advertised and some of those guys that you're waiting for to get better actually get better this year too? I mean, this could be a special season, but it has to end with the Super Bowl.
But you know something? What is a strength could also be a distraction. Because when you go into the season and you're saying, we're supposed to be really, really good. Well, what happens if you aren't? And it makes no difference because it comes down to what they do in the postseason. That's what it's all about. But you and then the same thing you talked about, Jeremy. You look at these receivers. Some of them are in the final year of their contract. What if they aren't touching the ball enough? Mark Andrews, I mean, we've heard him complain before about not being involved in the offense. Likely, he's another guy. Even Hopkins, he's on a 1-year deal, but still, not touching the ball enough. And he's complained before. Well, what happens then? And then even Alexander, some of the history on him is not that good. He could be Marcus Peters.
Yeah,
we'll see. But it's all interesting. At least the mix is there. A good blend of veterans and young guys. They got it going on. Let's see where it takes them.
Jeremy. You want him to be Marcus Peters?
Who? Jair?
Yeah.
In what facet? Like, as a player? Sure. Yeah. I don't want any smoke, man. I like you. I like you. I hope you like me.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Marcus Peters always starting something, man. Where are you from, homie? Where are you from? Middle River, brother! I already told you!
What's in Middle River?
The river! In the middle! What else have we got over there? An airport! That nobody uses, I don't think. I've never seen a plane fly out of there. right?
Yeah. Yes.
They do have the Air National Guard.
private planes, too. What are you talking about right now? Yeah. I never see planes fly out of there. Okay, well, you ain't come by.
Jeremy's tripping.
I don't even know if they're really making planes there.
I mean, like, you know how many times I flew out of there?
Have you?
State police.
State police.
I don't know.
Apparently not.
Nobody goes, you look at some of the places in Middle River I go, and there's still places I won't go because, you know, it's a tough area, man. At least tell Marcus Peters that.
So. Jeremy, I spent a lot of time at Martin State Airport.
Yeah.
Ignorant.
Ignorant, man. Don't come to Hawthorne.
If you ain't from Hawthorne, don't come to Hawthorne. Right? Thank you very much, Mike. So you're here to hook up, meet up with Vinny?
You can hook up.
Yeah, that's why
I changed it. Yeah. I know who I'm sitting among. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Matt Warridge joins us at 8:15. But on the other side, the Birds signed Jacob Stallings as their backup catcher, seemingly ending the speculation about Masayo call-up. It's not going to happen, folks. Will he be here before September? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.